coming to you live on a perfect September evening from the fabulous Little Panada Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. Over here on the piano, Mr. Peter Luck, piano man extraordinaire, making a welcome return to this program. This is an hour of live entertainment on your radio every month. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best-dressed radio personality in North Idaho. It is September 24th, and I was prepared to wax poetic about the change of seasons and fall approaching and all that, but it just wasn't in the cards for this particular Tuesday night. It was 80 degrees today, and I think after the show, everyone in the audience, we're all going to run down to Sand Creek and jump in. One last swim. That's what I think. Okay. We're so pleased to be coming to you at over the airwaves at 88.5 on the FM dial, but also through the miracle of technology, streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. The emphasis tonight is on music, but before we introduce the stars of the show, let me tell you a little bit about the program. This show is produced by Panhandle Community Radio and the Festival at Sandpoint, and our venue is furnished by the beautiful, historic Panada Theater. Over at the Big Panada this week and coming up, we have Across the River and Into the Trees this Thursday, the 26th. Has anybody read the book? No, nobody's read that book. That's not one of Hemingway's most popular books, but I think it's got kind of a cult following. Here's, sounds like it's coming back. Liev Schreiber, it's just beginning its American theatrical run. I think it was at festivals last year, but now it's coming, and it's coming here in a big way to the Panada Theater on Thursday. Then on Friday, September 27th, the Pondere Arts Council presents Luca Stricagnoli, right? Stricagnoli. Yes, Luca Stricagnoli. We all know him, right? Okay. Then in 2 weeks, the LPO Repertory Theater presents Steel Magnolias. All right. That's the following 2 weekends, Friday, October 11th and October 12th. Both those Friday and Saturday night shows at 7 p.m. and then on Sunday at 2 p.m., and then they do the same thing the following weekend, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Big thanks, by the way, to Hollywood superstar Viggo Mortensen for coming to the Panada September 13th and 14th for a showing of his film The Dead Don't Hurt, which was a benefit for this radio station and the Panada Theater. That was a lot of fun. KRFY, the radio station that you are listening to right now, opens its online auction this Saturday for 1 week only. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It doesn't cost anything to look. And please go and look at the items. These are very carefully selected. We've been doing this for a number of years. We know what the good stuff is, and we put the good stuff up there. It really, you know, you might get a sweet deal on something that you were gonna get anyway, and the proceeds all go to benefit this radio station, keeping us on the air and supports local programming like this, which you are listening to right now. Okay. Any other announcements? No, that's good. Tonight, she's very quickly become a fixture of the local music scene after playing her first gig in town in April of this year. We're lucky to have gotten her on a school night. Please give a warm community radio welcome to Hannah Meehan and friends.
Put your little heart away. Don't worry about me. I got a soul that needs to go and a mind that's got to run free. I got a soul that needs to go. Can't hear a thing. The forest and the sea are calling me. Gotta go now, they're only getting louder. Gotta go now before I lose the sun. So put your little heart away. Don't worry about me. I got a soul that
Hannah Meehan. Uh-oh. It's live radio, folks. These things happen. will you tell us who else is up there on stage with you?
Yes, I've got Mr. Doug Bond here on mandolin. And Emily Hall on vocals with me. And Miss Chloe Davis on banjo.
Okay, how many years have you guys been playing together?
Oh, just too many to count. we met for the first time on Saturday, and it was lovely. Other than Emily. Emily is one of my dearest friends. We got together on Saturday. I'm super grateful that they were willing to play with me and make my music come alive, and it's been really fun.
Cool. So this is obviously this is a new arrangement. But you've been playing mostly by yourself. Was it hard to add, to turn a song that was a solo into a band performance?
Oh, not when you have fantastic people doing it. Yeah. It was so cool. I just sent them the recordings and they listened to my stuff, and then we got together and it just felt like we were jamming, and it was really cool. They're super talented, and it was the first piece we played together. I was having a hard time not just laughing out of pure joy that my little song was like a whole piece now. It's very cool to play with a full band.
Cool. I have more questions for you, but you want to play another song first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
This one will be just me. It's called I Chose the Music. Took off for Tennessee this morning. All my bags are packed, got my guitar in the back. Took off for Tennessee this morning, leaving home behind, leaving him behind. And by the time that he hears this song playing, I will be much too far gone for him. He chose me, I chose the music. I chose my guitar and these chords and my fingers on these strings. I chose music. There's no denying that inside I know my heart was meant to sing. I chose the
That was great. Hannah Meehan on the Little Live Radio Hour. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. Tell us, Hannah, it seems like you just did, but tell us how you got here. What's the story before you started playing in town in April?
Well, I'm a music teacher, and I've sort of, my dad is also a music teacher, so I've grown up in the music world a little bit, and I've always enjoyed singing and playing, but just started playing here in town in April, and music is kind of, at the center of everything for me, so my not singing and playing music job is singing and playing music with kids, which is super cool. I really love it, and it's just a blessing that so much of what I do gets to revolve around such a beautiful form of art.
Where do you teach?
I teach at Kootenai Elementary, kindergarten through fifth grade general music, and then sixth grade beginning band.
Awesome. Are any of the kids tuned in tonight?
They might be. Hello, if you are. I told a few classes about it today.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you did. I hope so, for at least the first half of the show. And then, brush teeth, off to bed. Yep. Did you grow up? Where'd you grow up, Hannah?
I grew up in Western Washington, mm-hmm. And then I lived here in Sandpoint for 2.5 years, and my grandmother grew up here, so I grew up coming in the summers, so it's kind of feels like coming back to something that my family's been a part of for a long time.
Cool.
Which is a fun thing.
Okay. Was there anything in particular that, when April hit, you said, now I'm gonna step up on stage, I'm gonna give it a try?
It just kind of worked out right. It's always been something that I've wanted to do my whole life, really, but I don't know. It wasn't forced, and I didn't want to force it, and I don't want to force it moving forward. If there are opportunities that arise, I'm happy to take them, and that's just kind of what happened in April. It was right place, right time, and I got offered a gig and took it, and then, now I'm here.
Cool. Well, okay, and the band is with you. Is the next tune a full band song?
It is a full band song, yes.
Exciting, okay.
This is called the Hemingway song.
Like Ernest Hemingway.
Okay, you're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. That's Hannah, Meehan, and friends. The friends are Doug Bond on mandolin, Chloe Davis on banjo, and Emily Hall on backing vocals. That was three songs, right? Okay, does that mean, I think it's time for those of you who've attended or listened to one of these programs before know that sometimes we have a little message from one of our many sponsors. This one comes to us from, this is a new sponsor, actually. I think it's some sort of athletic, or I'm not exactly sure, but come on up, folks, and let's have this important message. We'll be back again in just a few minutes with more from our dear friends on stage, Hannah Meehan and her friends. Okay, hold on. We're going to get the microphone just right.
The scene, a beauty parlor in the sleepy town of Chicopin Parish, Louisiana.
Oh, Malin, I can't tell you how sorry we all are about the awful tragedy of it.
I just don't know what I'm gonna do. My grief is gonna drive me to pieces.
There's only one thing you can do, Malin.
What's that?
Exercise.
Huh?
Oh, Lord, she's right. Laughter through sweat and tears is my favorite emotion.
Now available on exclusively on video cassette, the late 80s greatest cinematic tearjerker combined for the first time with the late 80s most effective workout regimen, presenting Buns of Steel Magnolia.
Since I started working out with Buns of Steel Magnolias, I've shed more than 6 pounds of water weight.
That's it, Malin. Cry yourself thinner.
It's all the joy, all the friendship, all the laughter, and all the heartache you'd expect. Plus, each order comes with a free, powdered, naturally flavored protein drink that will have you skipping all the way to the cemetery.
Is that real Georgia peach I taste?
It is.
Buns of Steel Magnolia does as much for your feminine appeal as a trip to my beauty salon.
And it features an Academy Award-nominated performance by America's sweetheart, Julia Roberts.
From Pretty Woman?
That's right.
And you'll be the Pretty Woman when you also sign up for our new subscription health video service. In just the first 6 months of your subscription, you'll get these titles and more. Abs of Steel Magnolias, Thighs of Steel Magnolias, Knees of Steel Magnolias, Cooking with Buns of Steel Magnolias, A Buns of Steel Magnolias Christmas.
When the fighting's over and the crying's over, there's one thing you can count on, and that's your friends.
And a workout instructor on the TV.
Amen, sister.
Buns of Steel Magnolias is available exclusively by mail and cannot be found in video stores. Get yours today for just four easy payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The Buns of Steel Magnolias protein drink has not been approved by the FDA. This workout is available only on video cassette. Ask your parents if they still have the VCR.
The mighty KRFY players, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Buns of Steel and Magnolias for sponsoring this program. Steel Magnolias at the Panada Theater in middle of October. Two weekends in the middle of October, starting on October 11th. I understand that the actual play is nothing at all like that performance, and only a little bit like the movie. It's supposed to be very good. I don't know, that's what I've heard. Here we are again. It's the Little Live Radio Hour, and we are joined by our friend, Hannah Meehan, and her friends, Doug Bond, Chloe Davis, and Emily Hall. Welcome back, guys. You didn't go very far.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Yeah. What comes up next?
All right. This is a song I wrote this past year called Traveling Boys.
Just for me, I really thought our love was unlike any that had come before. must be that these traveling boys, they're running from themselves. So let them run.
It's the Little Live Radio Hour. That's Hannah Meehan and friends. You did introduce the friends already. They don't have their own microphones. Do you want to tell anything about, I don't know, how you got together?
Well, Emily and I have been good friends for a while, and then Chloe's name popped up, and Doug was a little interesting. I don't know if I told you this yet, Doug, but I heard his name floating around. I was like, okay, I gotta find this Doug guy. I really want a mandolin player. And then I ran into a friend at dinner, and we had a nice conversation, and then at the end, I was like, man, do you know any mandolin players around town? And she was like, well, I know of this guy named Doug, but I don't have his contact, but I have his wife's number. And so I texted Doug's wife, who said, here, you could call him. So it was a whole, Doug, it was a whole adventure to find you, and here you are, and I'm so grateful.
I would not think Doug Bond is that hard to find.
That's what he says.
Mandolin player Doug Sandpoint. I feel like it pops up, right? Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you found Doug. I think you played with Patrice Webb in May or so, April even. Yeah. Here on this very stage, in fact. This is a lot of fun, Hannah. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm having a blast.
How's the school year going?
It's been good. Year three is very cool. This is my third year teaching music at Kootenai, and it's fun to feel a little bit more established at the school and just as a teacher, and to have connections with my students already is very fun. I really enjoy it.
So a music teacher, you presumably get the same kids like the whole way through, or some of the same kids.
Yes, that's one of my favorite parts of it is I see every single kid in the whole school. So I see, I get to see them year after year and be a consistent part of their school experiences coming to my class, which is really cool.
Cool. What if a kid has no musical talent at all?
You're putting me on the spot.
They're not listening. It's after 8:30. They all brush their teeth. They went to bed. You can name him if you want.
No.
Which is the one?
I was gonna try and say some name, but I don't want to accidentally have a student with that name.
No,
there's always stuff you can do. You know, like there's always a way to experience and participate in music, regardless of whether or not you feel you're musical. And then there's always too a lot of room to grow within that. So, in some ways, there is a capacity or like inclination towards music or not, but every single kid has the ability to participate in music in some way, which is really fun.
Cool. Well, that's a wonderful philosophy, especially for a music teacher. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you can play more music now.
That's okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. The next song is just me. It's called Pretty Ugly. Sometimes I look through our pictures just to make me feel sad. I don't know why I do that. Something about a day without your face still seems wrong. Time I start moving along. Sometimes it's pretty and sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it's pretty and sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it's pretty and sometimes it's ugly. Oh. Memories of you, living things that live inside my house.
stick around. The rug you found and liked so much, but let me keep it as my own. Cause we thought that someday, maybe one day, it'd be in our home. Sometimes it's pretty and sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it's pretty and sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it's pretty and sometimes it's ugly.
You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. This is Hannah Meehan and friends coming to you live from the Little Panada Theater. That's a wonderful song. These are all wonderful songs. Are these all originals thus far?
Yeah, I wrote
all these. Do you want to talk a little bit about your songwriting process? You didn't sing until, when did you start singing? How about that? When did you start performing in public?
Yesterday.
Yeah. No. Started performing in public, though, relatively recently. Were the songs there before you started performing?
That's a great question. A lot of them were. I think out of this evening's songs, only two of the songs that I wrote and I'm playing this evening I had written previously. And I have a ton of songs that I wrote previously that I look back at now, and I think they're kind of silly, but they were part of the process. But now that I'm playing regularly, it's definitely a lot of motivation to continue writing, and also performing regularly helps me figure out what is, like, the most genuine way that I can communicate through song, whereas before I was performing in this way, it was... I write songs to, like, process and think through things, but they weren't necessarily for the end goal of performing, whereas now it's kind of a combination of processing and just figuring out how to do life and appreciating beautiful things, and then also in the back of my mind is, oh, I'm playing this Saturday. How can I make this something that other people could connect with, which has been a fun part of the process.
Speaking of playing this Saturday, maybe not this Saturday, when are you playing? If people want to come out and see you play live, when can...
Yeah, so I'm taking a break here for a couple weeks, but I'll be back at Baxter's on October 18th, playing 7 to 9, and then at Poor Authority on October 25th, 6 to 8. And then both of those places I play fairly regularly. Since April.
Baxter's and the Poor Authority?
Yeah.
Okay. I neglected to mention, but Mr. Peter Luck, I don't know if he's even still here, but the piano player, I think they're playing at Baxter's coming up too as part of Bright Moments Jazz, who you should find online. Can people find you online, Hannah?
Yeah, so the only place I'm online right now is Instagram at Hannah Meehan Music. Hopefully I'll be out other places as well in the near future, but right now I'm on Instagram. That's a good place to follow me and my music, and I'll post little snippets of songs I'm working on or updates always on where I'm playing around town and stuff.
Okay. Well, you guys want to play another one?
Yeah, let's do it. Next up is a song called Rowan and Lilac that Emily will be singing with me. Oh, this song has a fun story that is probably more fun to share before the song.
Okay.
I could do that. So there's a big white ash or rowan tree and a old lilac bush outside of my house right now. And I wrote a poem about them that then turned into this song. And I was at a gig a couple months ago that my landlords happened to be at, and they were telling me a story about this tree. Apparently, when I was out of town, one of the branches like fell on the power line, which is very unfortunate. But I love that tree, and I was like, oh, I have a song about that tree. So I sang the song, and my landlord afterwards was like, well, we were gonna cut that down, but I guess we have to keep it now because you wrote a song about it, which is like honestly one of my favorite achievements ever. Is I didn't know this tree was going to be cut down, but I saved it with my song. So yes, that makes me very happy, and this is just a sweet, fun song. So it's cool to have that connection with it now too.
Okay. Quick point of clarification. A yes. Rowan tree and a white oak?
Lilac.
Oh, a lilac.
Yes.
Okay.
White rowan. Sorry. And white ash are the same
white
tree.
White, and that's the same tree.
Yeah, they're
I
the
didn't
ones
know that.
In Sandpoint with like the red orange berries all over. And I have a really big, beautiful one.
Okay.
Yeah, by my house.
Well, great.
Rowan and Lilac is the title of this song. Okay. And Miss Emily will be joining me on this song.
Rowan and Lilac are two good friends. Rowan blossoms when lilac ends. Knowing beauty neither pretends, they're more worthy in the wind. They both seem to bend. Together they stand in the
protect my home, the ways they can.
blossoms when lilac ends. Knowing beauty neither pretends they're more worthy. In the wind they both seem to bend. Rowan and lilac are two good friends.
Rowan and lilac are two good friends.
Sweetest song about trees I think I've ever heard. That was so nice. Hannah Meehan is here, and friends. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour here on 88.5 KRFY. Boy, oh boy, it's only 8:47. We got all the time in the world. Let's see. Hannah,
yes.
You play here in town. Have you played anywhere else? Have you considered doing a tour or anything like that? You gone out?
I would love to do a little Northwest tour. I think it would be cool to get over to Coeur d'Alene, down to Moscow, and Missoula would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, teaching, that might be kind of a
you got that side job.
Break,
yeah, your side hustle
project.
Teaching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Summertime though. You're pretty busy this summer,
I gotta
say.
Yeah, my summers are fairly busy. I get outside quite a bit, and it's kind of, I live a whole other life, and then I come back and do music, so it's
I think the last time you played on these airwaves was in June, when you played at our annual community radio day at the Music Conservatory, which was the first time that you and I had ever met, and that was very nice, and our fabulous producer Paul Gunter actually just kind of out of the blue said that he had heard you and that you were a name to grab, which we did. Worked out very well, I would say.
Yeah.
Yes. well, I'm so glad that you're here now. One other thing we haven't mentioned yet is I don't want to shine too big a spotlight on Chloe, but Chloe has a new baby at home, and you were playing out here when, yeah, we're so honored to have you here in the room when, you know, I assume that your baby is sleeping soundly with the radio on very softly to, yes, lull her to sleep. Yeah, probably so. Okay, and I think there's time for certainly one more song. Should we, let's do it. Let's play that song, and then I'll come back and we'll close out the show after this. But play as long as you want, if you guys want to. Or, did I miscount? You've got a spare song?
Yeah, I can put the spare song in.
Play the spare song. That's perfect.
Here's the spare song.
Okay. This would be a solo, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Be fun if it was like kind of a surprise for the band. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Meehan, by the way, you're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour here on 88.5 KRFY.
Making coffee while the rain is pouring down. I've got my letter turned in, but I don't know where I'm going. Only 2 more hours till the open sun turns off, and I'm feeling too lost to just go home and be alone. I wish that I was somewhere in the mountains, wandering and getting lost out there, because at least when I'm lost up in the mountains, I don't have to worry about how I'm so lost here. I got off work and I left with half a tank of gas and half a roll of film, hoping that this house would somehow fill this hole I've got going on inside.
my soul. Drove a couple hours, crossed a couple county lines, just to feel like I got in a win. I didn't know where I'd end up, but that was just the point. Wanted to scare myself a little, just enough to feel alive. I got off work and headed for my car. I left with half a tank of gas and half a roll of film, hoping that this house would somehow fill this hole I've got going on inside my soul. Maybe the trees have more wisdom than I, but your heart in every branch, every leaf, every
Okay. That was a great one. That was the spare, huh? That was just a backup. Okay. Thank you, Hannah. You have been listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. This is a monthly production of Panhandle Community Radio and the festival at Sandpoint. We come to you live from the Little Panada Theater. Join us sometime in the next month and a half. I don't know if we're going to be here at the end of October or not. There's a haunted house coming to town, I hear. So we'll see if we can squeeze in or not. We may be pushing that until maybe we'll just do it on election night. That could be fun. Yeah? Okay. All right. Think about that. We'll run that by the programming committee. Let's see. This is produced and engineered by the man whose sunny disposition has given us a few more days of summer, even after the equinox. Smiling Paul Gunter of the festival at Sandpoint, right there in the back. Stay tuned after the program for Jazz Over Sandpoint, I hope, and tune in tune in tomorrow morning. That's when you tune in for our first edition of the Local Decision 2024. Jim Woodward and Dan Rose live in the studio at 8 o'clock. Little discussion of upcoming elections. And that runs every Wednesday, all right up until Election Day. Okay, now one more time, Hannah Meehan and friends, this is Hannah Meehan, Doug Bond, Chloe Davis, and Emily Hall. Thank you very much. Take it away.
Thank you for having me. This is a song I wrote called Pink Painted Fingers, and I wrote it while backpacking. It's inspired by picking huckleberries. Down the mountain, running towards home.
forgot to say, our radio acting company, Michael Clark, Nikki Barato, Corey Rapace, and Hannah Combs. Thank you to the mighty KRFY players. That's our show.
Thank you.
Hannah, me.